Okay, I'm sorry. I went to two Svarim stores and ended up with two Chachmas Adams. I assumed that all of you went and bought it out before I came. But we're going to start Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam is more involved than Chaye Adam. This is an old friend, a little beat up, but it's been around in my home for a long time. What I want to start is with Hilchas Tvilas Kalim, which is... and Macholei Akum, which is Klal Samach Hay. Okay, did I give you one? Okay, Klal Samach Hay. I hope tomorrow I'll have to go. I think to a place that has one of the warehouses. But anyway, should have just gone online. Don't you buy everything online? Amazon has Chachmas Adams.
I'm sure they have.
Sure they have Chachmas Adams. I don't know how to do that. I heard. Okay. Klal Samach Hay, we're going to do is the short Yerideya, things like Bishul Akum and Afiyas Akum and Tvilas Kalim, and then we'll go to the real stuff, the stuff that you can get smicha for if you learn it adequately, if you learn it properly. Are you ready to have a bechina? Yeah. Yeah, okay. We didn't get multiple choice in Abachina, no. Well, some of them kashers were trey for kasher, so it was easy. Okay. Slide Klaus Samachay din pas akum. Okay, there are separate rules for things baked by a guy and things cooked by a guy. Pas akum and bishul akum. Let's see. Somebody have to keep track of which ones we learn because it's going to take a while, but okay, din pasakim. Yesh tevarim she'enam asurim in atayra ela shechazal osrim aleinu. There's some things that are not isidai raises, like other treifis. They're isurim derabanan. K'moi pas k'mavua b'kama m'kaimis ha'mavuzorim b'shas, as explained in many places in Shas, k'ilahavdil leisanu min ha'akum v'tachlas ha'hevdil. What's the reason that we don't eat bread or cake baked by a guy? It's meant to stop the socialization between Jew and non-Jew. So we should not constantly be with them. So there shouldn't be a develop a friendship. And certainly through eating and drinking together, it's easy for a person to be full. So people don't understand this, that the isser of pasakum is even if you know it's kosher, even if you're not afraid it's treif. The water was heated up, or the ingredients were cooked in preparation in new kelim. They weren't treif. And even to eat bread from a priest, if the whole thing is you're afraid you'll marry his children, a priest has no children. Aser, the lamishum bita shall meicher a nisin amru. The gzeir wasn't on this individual. Elam mishum benois akum. Generally, gayim shem ein laze yesh laze. L'chein kolish hayorei v'charei d'advar Hashem yizar b'zeh ma'ayd ma'ayd. And therefore, people have to be careful. Achem loy asru elapas shalhei minei daga. Okay, bread that's asr is only the five types of wheat. Aba pas kitnius v'shal iris. We don't have bean bread today. No? Bean bread or rice bread. V'daychen or corn bread. Flaxseed bread. There's no fear that you'll like somebody because it was flaxseed bread. Einem b'chal pashal minem elu. Kivut she'enem chashuvin. Einem mevin l'dei kiruv das. Since that ha'chashuv, they don't bring friendship. Le'gazu b'zeh klal. So there's no gezeh. V'gam einem asurim mishur bishalakum. De'ena ilal shulcham alachim. Okay, so let me explain this. First of all, I want to tell you that one of the the way I see it, one of the side results, or one of the unintended results of the Holocaust, is that in our generation, there's a certain desire by Jews, I'm talking about from Jews, to be accepted by Goyim, as opposed to being segregated from Goyim. We feel, we use the words like Kiddush Hashem, when you have a from Yid, that's, you know, invited to the king's party or the president's, inauguration, you know? So we use words like Kiddush Hashem for something like that. But really, in the tradition of Klal Yisrael, we stayed separate from the guy. We didn't look to party with them. We didn't look to fight with them, but we didn't look to party with them. And because of the oppression and, the fact that the guy were right of us for so long, so it created a mentality where people want very much to be accepted. So probably, when Trump calls me to visit him, I don't think I'd go down to Jersey, but, to Manhattan. I'll have a call. He has a mashkiach in the family. Yeah, I understand. So, yeah. You assume he's going to stay kosher through all this? You think he's going to stay kosher through? I don't know the guy, so I'm not saying Lashon Hara about him. You think all this, he's going to stay kosher? Yeah? Here's the money for it. You think so? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Today, there's no feeling at work that I'm separate from the Goyim, and at work I'll deal with them, and you know, I don't want to socialize with them. There are very few people who have that mentality today. Yes.
Specifically regarding Pasach, the biggest problem we have with Pasach has nothing to do with the social. It's bread we buy off the shelf that we're going to eat in our own house.
Well, we're going to learn that paspalter, bread that's sold commercially, is mutter where other is not available. Now, today, it's become nasa keheter that we will have to see why we use paspalter. People go out and buy all the OU brands of cookies and cakes, even though they're made by Goyim, which is certainly not lechatchila. It's not something that you're supposed to eat.
And if we are going to go to our neighbor's house,
yeah,
we give them a list of everything that's permissible.
My experience is when people work in a company and they accommodate him by bringing in kosher meals, it causes more problems than not. I get calls from people sitting there. They order kosher meal. And you know, the guy, when they warmed it up, they broke the seals. They did everything. It's supposed to see the seals. So it is not really chayshin them that they faked it out, but lamaisa, you know, you can't eat it if it doesn't come with you with a seal. Usually when they try to, it's just a practical matter is that it doesn't usually, it's not usually worth it. You just tell them to get me some grapes or something and you do it that way. Yeah. The reason for what?
For
Pasakum?
Right. So they didn't give an answer.
Who didn't give who an answer?
You know, he didn't get any answer from that. That's two good reasons. And we're saying that there are very good reasons why.
There are Chashulchan writes that for these gezeiris there are tamim, what he calls kemusim, hidden reasons besides the pashup shot is that it's if you socialize, for reasons that you shouldn't come to socialize, and bishalakum is two reasons, for socializing and for treifus. Used to be that plain bread was kosher. In time of the Gemara, bread was flour and water. Today, bread has shortening in it, oil by many different names. I'll put it, with it, oils or shortening or some other type of fats are put into bread. So bread today needs a hechsher. But that's not the point. The point here is even if it's kosher, if a guyish neighbor bakes bread, and even if you know everything's kosher, it's an issue. It's an issue. It's not an issue. It's treif. It's 100% not kosher.
Years ago, was Stumer's bread.
Stumer's bread. Levy's bread was had pictures of black kids. You don't got to be Jewish to eat Levy's, right?
Stumer
was Levy's, right? Stumer's was a guy's bread.
But it was
kosher. Well, it had a hasher. Well, today they also have breads with hasherim, I'm sure. What do they have today? Wonder bread doesn't have OU. What? Arnold's Wonder Bread.
The problem is, if you go to the south, most of them don't have it shared. A lot of them, they use lard in the south. They used to use. I don't know if today they did, but if you would go to the south,
I don't think lard is popular. But you mean fats? You mean tray for fats? Okay. Anyway, Lamaisa, that's the Gedar Advarim. That is one big difference between Pasakum and Bishalakum. By Bishalakum, which we're going to learn next, the next klal, there's a heter of Einai La Shulchan Malachim. You can eat jelly beans. I like jelly beans. Jelly beans are cooked. It's Bishalakum. So the answer is that Bishalakum is only Aser Devarim Sha'ilam Al Shulchan Malachim. Something that a king serves at his banquet. And even though Ronald Reagan had jelly beans at his cabinet meetings, but, you know, the exception proves the rule. I mean, it wasn't normal, and that's why everyone's aware of it. So there's a heter. But in the case of past, there's no heter of Einai La Shulchan Malachim. It's sort of a categorical isser that all bread is aser. And the heter of paspaltis, that's what we're going to learn now. Right. The are gedarim. There's no issue to socialize. The issue is, once we have these gedarim in place, the thought is that there'll be a barrier anyway. What I mean to say is that there's no appreciation of the hagdarim.
If it's not commercial, you understand why bread is awesome. Even if you know it's kosher, even if you see it, because they're making bread for you, and it's socializing.
Yeah, it's meant. It's like Rabbi Shua says that Chazal didn't say not socialize at all. There are enough gedarim that would make a play that there's a separation. Now let's look at what the heter of pasakomi of paspalter. Anybody who uses Stella Dora cookies or Drake's has action. Drake's cakes. Anybody who uses these things, what are you relying on? Is it l'chatchila? Let's see the language. Beis. Kshagazru chazal gezeri zushal pas. When chazal initially spread this gezeri. Loi nispashit b'chol ha-makom yishal Yisrael. Not all Jewish communities accepted it. And they had chak because of the difficulties. Shechai yadam talibay. A person needs bread. Now if you live in Brooklyn, there are a lot of Jewish bakeries. But if you live out in the sticks, there aren't. L'chein, yesh b'kayim v'shem akilin. Therefore, there are some places that are lenient. L'knois m'palter goy b'mokim shem palter Yisrael. In a place where no Jewish bread is available, where there's no Jewish baker, there they rely on buying from a non-Jewish bakery. Dein kir avedas kol kach ki v'shoysik bum nasay. It's not so bad as eating someone's homemade cake to buy something where the guy is Isaac in his own business. Kate saw some hamachaber. V'yesh makil liknos bepalter afu b'she yesh gam kei pas Yisrael motzli. So he brings here two opinions. If the het to pas palter is only where it's not available from a Jew, and there's yesh makilin even where it is available from a Jew. Avakoshi val nefesh roi li zoyer. This is something where it's appropriate to be careful. Ki b'she yesh pas Yisrael motzli. If bread of a Jew is found, unless it's better quality than the Yisrael, then you could be meikel. V'cholze b'pashal palter, and this is only a heter by a baker's bread. Of a pashal balabatim, but homemade bread, ein mi shemayra balahakel v'uik gezera, and that's certainly the main iser. Shem yechol pas balabatim yavei lisei etzlam yavei ledechiton mikri pas balabayis. If you have a baker who bakes at home, that's pas balabayis.
Even as a mukhlarab.
One second. Avo mashenasa limkar afal pisha ene palter. Something made to sell, even if he bakes it at home. Veidakar limkar pas, kimisha pas tasa limkar mutter. So it does depend on the person, if he's a professional or not. It depends on the bread. If the bread was made to be sold, then this rule applies. Now, Mati's asking, what about a fryer yid? So the thinking of the Pesachei Tshuva is that it doesn't apply to a fryer yid, because a fryer yid's daughter you're allowed to marry. And since the whole issue is because you'll socialize, they'll come to intermarriage, So therefore, it does, the Pesach Tshuva says it does not apply. Mashenkin Bishal Hakum, Pesach Tshuva says, since Bishal Hakum, there are two reasons. Because it might be treif and because of socializing. So therefore, the Bishal Hakum applies. That's what the Pesach Tshuva says, but not, not Pasach.
Why wouldn't you have a keder for non-fruit Jews? You don't want your child to marry somebody.
You're allowed, there's no issa to marry the child of a non-frum person.
Yeah,
hopefully the child will be frum, but there's no issa of hischasnus, with such a person. There is a tshuva, the Divrei Chaim, who says it applies to non-frum Jews for the reason you're saying, to be marchik oneself. The issue also has to do with yayin akum. Now, yayin, what we call yayin nesach. Yayin nesach is the wine of a non-Jew. Now, the wine of a non-Jew is aser for this two reasons, because of, socializing with them, and because they may, make the wine, they may splash it around, l'shem avodah zarah. Today, where people are not of the avodah zarah, the reason of socializing still applies. And, again, you have the debate whether it applies to a Friar Yid or not. I believe, if I recall correctly, that the Aruch Lener held it doesn't, and Rav Henkin held it doesn't apply to a Friar Yid.
It doesn't.
No, it does not, but I think most Paiskim hold that it does. That most Paiskim, I believe, hold that it does. The Stimas HaPaiskim is that it applies to Friar Yid.
There's a shaykh always by inviting the guests of a Friar Yid. And if he uses the name of a Russian, some people will mock you for the name of a Russian. In our hotel, we don't, we tell everybody we don't give any of a Russian. And we really don't give any.
I mean, it's all of a Russian. What's that to do with a get?
I'm
sorry, my sense.
Russia,
it's a good policy in a hotel to have only bring in Yayim of Oshel, so you avoid
all that. Pesach night is the one night drinking in Oshel.
It's an issue, Pesach night, where we tend to try to invite Friar neighbors in. So it becomes an issue. In the case of Yayim, in the case of Yayim, people are makbi, there's a Shlo HaKadosh, who was makbid not to use for a kaishal bracha, something a guy sees. Even if he just sees it, not to use it either. That's a shlar, the shlar, it's all Kabbalistic reasons. So, after it's open, right. But you're sitting at the seder, you're gonna open it, you're gonna pour it to your cup, they're gonna see it. So to take the two chumris, to be makbid on a Friar Yid, and to be makbid on the shlar, together with the Friar Yid, it seems like an excessive chumrah, although I'm sure there are some people who are machmir. I remember my father, Olav HaShalom, he didn't know what to do the first time it happened, when the Jews started coming from Russia, and we invited some Friar Yid in, and he didn't know what to do. He wanted to use Yayin Sheinim of Ushel for the Arba Kaisis. So my father took, it was the strangest thing, he took a matzah box, like the Shomer Matzah comes in, right? And he put the kais in there, and he filled it up there where no one could see it, and he made kiddush with it in the box. I told him it looks funny. He said, to these guys, everything at the seder looks funny. You never saw a seder before. So that was... What? No, it was an empty matzah box. I don't recall. I was very young then. I don't recall the details. It's just this part of it was... Could be he did it just for the kais of kiddush. I don't remember.
But
so we're going to see an explanation of it. The geder is that when you get together with a guy, you have to be sure that it's from where the guy with a jewel to fire. That's itself a barrier. It separates. I'm different than you. Let's learn Ois Gimel. Loi halchu b'sezeh achamisha pas b'yadai. You might say, if the whole reason is socializing, what's the difference? Who baked it? It should matter who serves it to you. Ela achar ascholas hafiyel. Afika pas balabayis asura la'aylam. Afilu kana palter. once it becomes treif, because a guy baked it at home, it remains always aser, even if it made its way to a bakery. But filo shalchi Yisrael abeisai, and even if he sent it to the Jew in the Jew's house, and the guy's not even here. And the reverse, shal parta palter buteres la'ilam. A palter is always smart, filo kana balabais mimenu. But kabak ibe shaybim dim hisbim palter li Yisrael, that if a guy who's a baker invites you to his house, I repeat, take a pas balabais. Since it's being done in a personal, what? Right. Oh, so we're going to learn at the end of the sibin. Pashtus, all the rules apply. We're going to see, but by Bishlak and Pasakum, we're more makel because it's a machlek is the Ron de Rajba. If Blias. Are usher. It's the last sif in Shulchan Aruch and these dinim. Yeah, so we're machmir, but in other words, if a guyish help comes to the house and he makes himself a scrambled egg, you have a cleaning lady. She makes herself a scrambled egg, so you have to kasha the pot, you have to kasha the plate, because pasakum is treif, and bishalakum in that case is treif, and the bli is also treif. So, it's a problem. It's one of the main kashrus problems in Flatbush, is people who leave help in the house. So, had someone here in shul who told me he has help in the house, and he told us she shouldn't be caught cooking in their kitchen. She's not allowed to cook. And he came home one day and found out she was cooking in the Pesach kitchen downstairs all year. He caught her, and she said, "You never told me I can't cook downstairs. I thought only upstairs." You know? So not only was it treif, it was probably chametz stick as well. Okay. Anyway, ice dalit on Thursday. God bless.